Turning to Ukraine, and as we've been reporting, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is asking this lunchtime that the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is not cut off from Ukraine's power grid. Mr. Guterres said that electricity from the plant is Ukrainian electricity, and this principle must be fully respected. It comes as Ukraine's nuclear energy agency, Energergotum, is sounding an alarm over what it says are Russian plans in the near future to disconnect power units at the Zaporizhzhia plant. Let's talk to Kim Sengupta, defence and diplomatic editor at the London Independent. Kim, thank you for talking to us once again on the programme. First of all, what is understood here of what might be Russia's intentions with regard to this plant?
Well, first of all, of course, we have had various calls, including from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, for Zaporizhzhia, the plant itself and surrounding area, to be demilitarized. And the Russians have refused to do that. They claim that, in fact, doing that will increase the chance of another Chernobyl. That's their point of view. Now, as you point out, there are also talk from the Ukrainians that the Russians are going to or planning to disconnect the plant from the Ukrainian grid. Now, the nuclear plants in Ukraine supply about 25% of Ukraine's energy needs. So, obviously, in any kind of disconnection will lead to major problems. There'll be more serious if the Russians then actually plug in Zaporizhzhia to the Crimean grid, which would be obviously redirecting Ukraine energy into Russian-occupied territory. So you've got that situation. You've also got claims by both Russia and Ukraine that the other side will carry out what they call a false flag operation in Zaporizhzhia today. So it's obviously a pretty febrile and tense situation. You've had, as you know, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the Turkish leader who was in Ukraine, saying that there's danger of another Chernobyl, and he raised the issue with Mr. Putin, who he's going to see next.
Yeah, this role that President Erdogan seems to be taking on of a go-between. What expectations are there? Are there any, if any, from that? Would you think?
Well, I mean, we all got our own views. It seems to me, having been on the ground quite recently, that the ceasefire would only take place if one side think they're losing, and at the moment, neither side seems to think they're losing. The Russians have been making gains in the Donbass, as we know. And, of course, the Ukrainians are having some success with the Western-supplied weaponry, which has speeded up in the last few months. So at the moment, there is a kind of strategic stalemate. Now, Erdogan, of course, did help broker the deal for grain shipments to go from Ukraine, mainly from Odessa and other ports, which had been blockaded. And he sees himself as the intermediary between Putin and Zelensky and his government for a ceasefire. Now, whether he has that kind of ability or not, we'll have to see.
For the moment, Kim, thanks very much indeed for that. That's Kim Sengupta, Defence and Diplomatic Editor with the London Independent.